Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Some cool military capabilities have been unveiled during Operation Epic Fury. Lasers, 3D printed drones, space-based military systems, electronic warfare, cyber weapons, and more. I'm going to give you an update on Iran Operation Epic Fury and Lion's Roar, if you're from Israel. The current focus, the Strait of Hormuz. Yep, that's the American pronunciation. Hormuz. They are targeting our tankers. We've sent the Marines. Cuba has decided they don't want to do a Venezuela tango or an Iran mashed potato dance with the U.S., they're going to stick with the salsa anyway. The Minnesota fraud scandal just keeps getting deeper. From February 27 to March 3, 2026, NBC asked 1,000 registered voters what they thought of Trump's border and immigration enforcement policies and what they thought of the Democrat Party. 38% had a positive view of Trump's immigration policies, and only 30% had a favorable view of the Democrats. Conclusion? Despite all the radical abolish ICE screaming and screeching from the left, people actually have more faith in the agency protecting the border than in the party that has consistently undermined it, quote unquote. Satan is becoming increasingly popular among the Antichrist crowd and is becoming more public about it. At a Paris fashion show, satanic-themed attire and presentation dominated. What sense does it make to you for anyone to name their fashion business Fecal Matter? I'm not kidding. And then, you know, to soften it, they translated it into French to make it more elegant. Well, that's pretty weird. The design motif is diabolical on purpose. Just so you know, there is a growing clan of snobs that are attracted to excrement and satanic identification. Well, if, as Henry observed, you know, and as Twain opined, clothes make the man, well, then what will be made of those following these fashion designers? Studies have shown that how we dress not only reflects how we see ourselves, but also shapes how we see ourselves and how others see and react to us. Remember Tango, the guy in the story that I can't go into the details there. If you don't know it, you can look it up. Beware what you wear. What is international law? The only truly international law would be the commandments of Jesus Christ, because he is Prince of the Kings of the Earth, to whom has been given all power in heaven and in earth, who sits at the right hand of the Majesty on high, who instructed us to teach all nations to observe all things whatsoever he said, I have commanded you. The first principle of international law, of the law of nations, was declared by Christ, the Word, through King David, his servant. Quote, the God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. End quote. Well, my friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Let's consider some of the cool military capabilities that have been unveiled during Operation Epic Fury. They're using lasers. Of course, Ukraine. This is Ukraine that they've come up with this 3D printed drone that they can send over to Russia. And then the space-based military systems that are deployed already and some that are planned, electronic warfare, cyber weapons, and more. Hegseth said our campaign to render the Iraniacs incapable of terrorizing the Middle East or the West would not be a fair fight. What did he mean? Well, check out, well, just look at what's going on, and then check out some of the military technology deployed in Operation Epic Fury. We've got the Precision Strike Missile, PRSM. It made its war debut in this conflict. It's called one of the biggest technological milestones in the operation, a range of about 310 plus miles or more. It's highly precise, way more precise than Iran's famously off-target launches. It can acquire a moving target and track it down, chase it down, blow it up. Extended range from over 300 to over 600 miles. Some of that's still in the planning stage, but that's where we're going with this. The directed energy weapons that are being used. This is awesome. Now, these are lasers, you know, which takes us closer to the whole Star Wars thing. Electrical power generates an intense high-energy laser beam that melts through materials, explodes the targets, and is especially effective in neutralizing multiple drones in one pass. They not only destroy equipment like planes, missiles, drones, and small boats, but they also blind sensors. They engage the enemy at the speed of light and are extremely precise in targeting. They operate at a relatively amazingly low cost. I mean, taking out enemy attacks for under $5 per shot. Good night. The Helios laser system has been deployed on naval destroyers. Israel uses them in their Iron Beam laser defense, and they prove very effective. They've been used in this conflict to take out drones, rockets, missiles, and also provide close-range air defense. Now check out the space-based military surveillance capabilities that have been deployed for this conflict. From space, our Space Force detects launches of missiles and so on immediately and sends coordinates to nearby jets or to launch installations. They track the target in real time. This provides early warning missile defense and real-time battlefield intelligence. Cyber warfare and electronic attacks. Our advanced capabilities enable us to disrupt enemy radar networks. I understand this was used extensively and very effectively in Venezuela. We can attack communications, confuse air defense systems, and disable missile command networks very easily with this technology. Then we have stealth aircraft that puts what you saw during the Iraqi war, remember that, in the rearview mirror. The B-2 stealth bomber delivers bunker buster bombs. The F-22 Raptor dominates the air with superiority. The F-35 Lightning II stealth multi-role fighter bewilders the enemy. Our AI targeting heightens accuracy and facilitates speed of response or attack. This enhances defense and offense. So we have superiority in space and cyber and air and land and sea and air. And yet with all that, don't make the critical mistake of undermining the enemy or, more importantly, provoking God with pride. Listen, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departeth from the Lord, end quote. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Hold on through the break, my dear friends. I'll be right back. I appreciate all of you who join me here on the Brain Massage Show. If you enjoy the show and find it helpful, please consider supporting our effort. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, you can be a great encouragement and help to our cause. Go to brainmassage.net. and make a one-time donation or set up a monthly gift of whatever amount appropriately fits your budget, what you can do, and it shows your appreciation for the program. Remember, you can hear us here on 1240 AM Saturday at noon and Sunday morning at 7. But you can also receive our show when it posts on Friday evening, delivered straight to your email inbox. Go to brainmassage.net, where you can register to have the show delivered to your inbox and receive a link to participate in Brain Massage Live. That's a lot of content for a little love. One audio radio podcast plus 3 live stream episodes of Brain Massage Live each week. And more, by the way. What's a cup of coffee at an average diner? $3? With all the content you receive, that's less than 20 cents each. And as a bonus, you get my show notes. Always documented with the footnotes and the links to the articles that support what I'm saying, all that kind of stuff. Really good research tool for you. I need about 250 of my regular listeners to pitch in $3 a month to add to what other generous supporters give monthly to help us bring this show to you. Go to brainmassage.net, set up a donation, a one-time gift or recurring gift each month, and register to receive the show delivered straight to your inbox. God bless you, my friends. Thank you very much.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling to enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. Let's give you an update. Iran Operation Epic Fury, or Lion's Roar if you're from Israel. The current focus is the Strait of Hormuz. They're targeting our tankers, and we've sent in the Marines, which is another very good reason to break the Iraniac regime. Iran has publicly warned that any ship crossing the strait without its approval could be targeted. Now, crazy people cannot be allowed to control essential world trade routes. The world cannot be held hostage by an insane people, regime, who believes that their God, whom they call Allah, requires them to Islam, which means to submit the world to him through force and violence. And that's the key differentiation. Christians, of course, believe that we want to call all men everywhere to repent and submit to Jesus Christ as Lord. But we don't do that through force and violence. We believe in freedom of conscience and freedom of religion, freedom of speech, you know. Now, this threat to the world is faithfully and dutifully reported to the United States and the whole world by the Iraniac regime propaganda service of CBS, Communist Broadcast Service. You know, all communists, you might have noticed, support the Iraniac regime there, except Venezuela and Cuba lately. But the list of communist supporters is diminishing. So Iran, they want you to know that they control Hormuz, the strait. Traffic through the strait has fallen off in step with Iran's missile launches. Missile launch drops off by 90%, and shipping through the strait drops off about 97%. Militarily, the strait is considered a naval kill zone. Take a look at how narrow and the strait is, and keep in mind, it's not a straight strait. It requires the navigation of practically a hairpin turn. I've got some pictures of the maps of this in my notes that you can see. And you can go online and find it too. You know, the ships must move very slowly and in a single file pattern to navigate that sharp turn. It's sort of like shooting ducks moving in a single file in a swimming pool or a pond. Iran controls the high ground, holding the islands right in that area, and also, of course, their coastline on the northern side of the strait. Iraniacs have launched multiple attacks in the strait. However, reports of 6 U.S. oil tankers being destroyed are, well, let's just say hyperbolic exaggerations. The real number is 2 oil fuel tankers were set ablaze in Iraqi waters near Basra. 1 crew member was killed. On the other hand, the Institute for the Study of War data indicate 15 to 22 civilian commercial ships, including tankers, have been attacked or damaged. I'm not sure what that means, or damaged. If they were attacked, they were damaged. If some attack, not, I don't know what they're saying there. But anyway, not everybody sends their stuff to me first to get it written right. Anyway, thus far during the conflict, 15 to 22 civilian commercial ships have been attacked. Now that's par, isn't it, for the Iraniacs? you know, hit the non-combatants, terrorize the civilians, the innocent. Another reason to pry the fingers of these monsters off of power and cast them, that whole nonsense, into the dustbin of history. Anyway, and so, here come the Marines. They're on their way. About 2,500 U.S. Marines have received orders to the Middle East. Now, the Associated Press mole, serving up leaked intel to Associated Press or AP. They spoke to AP on condition of anonymity. This is an official American. On the condition of anonymity. Why? To cover his cowardly revealing of sensitive military plans, as is reported in this article. And so he managed to make this sensitive military information public via his handlers at the Associated Press, a news organization that believed it had a responsibility to control and support censure against free speech opinions if those opinions contradicted the government-sanctioned information about COVID and the jab, you know, because it might jeopardize health and safety. But AP has no qualms about divulging sensitive military information that could jeopardize the health and safety of our troops or our mission. So you can pray for the 31st Marine Expeditionary Unit and the amphibious assault ship that was sent, the USS Tripoli, by the way, all of which has been ordered to enter the fray in the Middle East. And pause for a moment and reflect that it was Thomas Jefferson who established the Marine Corps to fight the same enemy. Yeah. Our Marines are trained in amphibious landings. So what would they be sent there for? They are about a week out. And that's as much information as the traitor from within and the treasonous Associated Press are willing to provide. Well, it's already out there. Just pray. It was hoped that Iran would not want to choke off their oil tankers. This action underscores how desperate they are, and it's evidence of a failing military and a flailing leadership. Now, the rumors keep bouncing around that the latest appointment to the supreme leader position has also been killed. That they set up a cardboard image of the guy and all that kind of stuff. And that anyway, we know, well, we've had something near confirmation that the guy's been wounded and very close to confirmation that he's been killed. They just got embarrassed. Every time they put somebody in position, he gets killed. So I guess what they thought they would do, because the rumor is that this guy got killed, the son of Khamenei, was killed at the same time his father was, or he got wounded then and then died shortly thereafter, which is why they didn't appoint him right away. They've run out of people to appoint, so what better way to avoid having your next appointment killed than to appoint somebody who's already dead? So we don't know exactly what all is going on there, but we've got very good information that this guy's out of the picture already. So beyond the Strait issue that's going on right now, okay, NATO member Turkey reported the interception of a third missile from Iran into Turkey. And they've asked Tehran to clarify what's going on, and they've reported this to NATO. Now, this, you know, according to Article 5 in the NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization document that creates this group, an attack on any member is an attack on the entire NATO organization and all the members of it. And they have an obligation to come to the aid and assistance of the attacked member. But there's one critical step that has to happen, and that member that's been attacked must petition for Article 5 relief or Article 5 enactment. The explosion was reported near Incirlik Air Base in Turkey. Now, Iran denies launching the missile. I should point that out. It is widely believed that the United States stores B-61 nuclear bombs at this base in Turkey. Now, I understand Turkey has asked America to remove them. Haven't been able to run that down to verify it, but that's what we're told. As for any hope of peace in the Middle East, so long as the Iraniacs rule the Iranians, the leadership remains belligerent, insists on unreasonable and impossible demands and terms, and lately has flatly refused to consider any ceasefire. Therefore, my beloved, prepare and stay aware. A headline in American Liberty, quote, FBI warns of potential Iranian drone threat to American West Coast, end quote. Documentation here. ABC reported this. Yeah, you can take it for what it's worth, but I think it's been substantiated by Trump himself. Trump, in fact, has assured us that it is under investigation. Gavin's initial response to this was to play it down as unverified. But he has decided instead that it may be verified after all. Did he say to us that his record in protecting California is solid and we don't need to fear? Did he point to his competence that's been verified by how he's handled the homelessness issue? You know, the one he said would be cleared up in 10 years. Something he said more than 20 years ago. Oh, and don't forget the high-speed train. So we got all kinds of confidence in our fearless leader. Californians need not fear when Gavin Goofy Newsom is near. What a joke that man is. Thank God we have President Trump in the White House right now. I'm especially encouraged by Gavin's late admission that he is stupid. That's helpful. You can check that story and others about his claim that he was not talking about being dumb like blacks. Yeah, isn't that crazy? This man is out of his mind. But he was talking about the fact that he has dyslexia. So did when he said, I'm like you, I'm dumb too, or okay, I'm like you, I have dyslexia, and so do you. What did this man is unreal. When he insulted a black-dominated audience with the statement that he was like them, you know, a 960 SAT guy. By the way, the SAT, in case you don't know, is the Scholastic Assessment Test. His office was asked to provide medical records supporting his diagnosis of dyslexia. Newsom's staffer, Izzy Garden, cursed the caller from Real Clear Politics, who had asked for proof, the proof they needed to verify the claim, and then hung up. I can just hear him slamming the phone down in fury. It's like Obama's birth certificate. Remember that debacle? It's always easier to get haughty and puffed up and angry rather than simply and humbly to release the proof. Gavin was humble enough to use the claim to garner sympathy, but too proud to deliver the proof when asked. Cuba has decided they don't want to do a Venezuela tango or an Iran mashed potato dance with the United States. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel went on Cuba's national media and announced to the nation that Cuba is, quote, unquote, officially talking to the United States. In connection with this change of heart, Cuba announced it will release 51 prisoners. And we might call them J6ers, you know, political prisoners. Oh, you don't think J6er reference is appropriate here? Or can, really? In the J6 thing, you've got patriots who were falsely accused of insurrection by the people conducting or who had conducted or were in the process of conducting an insurrection. That seems perfect to me. But wait, there's more. Cuban dictator Díaz-Canel has authorized the United States FBI agents to join in investigating a case involving a Florida-registered speedboat that entered Cuban waters carrying arms, it's alleged, carrying arms and other light munitions and being engaged by Cuba's Coast Guard there. And the idea that Cuba would somehow restrain themselves from going into a rage and accusing Trump of sending these people over to kill him and nonsense like that. And we got far easier and more direct ways to take care of that right now, if you know what I mean, if that's what was on anybody's mind. But anyway, instead, Cuba is allowing us to conduct an investigation there with our own FBI. That's very interesting. You pray. I've got a good friend that's in Cuba right now, a couple of friends who are there, the pastors, and they're preaching there in Cuba. And I want you to pray for them. The situation is very dicey right now. The IRS is launching a massive audit of the financial institutions that facilitated the Minnesota fraud laundering of money to the fake Somali leering centers, if you know what I mean. Now, this is very interesting. It means that we are looking not only at who got the ill-gotten gain and how they got it, but also at who within financial institutions and within the government facilitated all of this. I suppose we will also take a look where else this money might have gone. The Trump administration is looking at banks and Minnesota government employees who facilitated the racket, not only the people who perpetrated the fraud. Very good. That's a good idea. The net just got significantly larger. Satan is becoming increasingly popular among the Antichrist crowd and is becoming more public about it. Now, I mentioned this at the top of the show. I realize that. And I intended to kind of go into this right now, but I don't have time. But I'll speak to this more fully Saturday night between 7 and 8 for the Brain Massage Live. There is a growing clan of snobs that are attracted to excrement and satanic identification. What is international law? The only truly international law is the commandments of Jesus Christ, who is Prince of the Kings of the Earth, to whom has been given all power, authority in heaven and in earth, who sits at the right hand of the Majesty on high, who instructed each of us who are believers to teach all nations to observe all things whatsoever he has commanded us. Now, you might argue that's more like universal law. Okay, I'll go for that. But it certainly is the law over all kingdoms of the earth today. And the first principle of international law is this. The God of Israel said, the God of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button and, you know, click on that. You know the protocol. Fill in the forms there and send me an email. Let me know what you think about the show. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. That's 805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Thank you for listening. I would like to extend to you my personal invitation to visit the Lighthouse Baptist Church this coming Sunday.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.